Continuing, in the bees, the will is constant and uniform because the instinct which guides it is invariable and constitutes the animal's whole life and nature. In man, talent varies and the mind wavers. Consequently, his will is multiform and vague. He seeks society, but dislikes constraint and monotony. He's an imitator, but fond of his own ideas and passionately in love with his works. And I really like the way he put that. Usually this is reduced to one word, what he's describing, the word malleable, but to describe it as he did is a rich gift, seeds that sprout other things. Continuing, if like the bees, every man were possessed of talent, perfect knowledge of certain kinds, and in a word, an innate acquaintance with the functions he has to perform, but destitute of reflective and reasoning faculties, society would organize itself. And I commented this is a comment that I came back and inserted because I was struggling with trying to figure out why I so resisted his laying as blame or causation for class, as I would put it, on this reasoning capacity. What he is describing perfectly describes what Plato wanted. I think this is the seed I was trying to get to. And so please forgive my poor mind don't work as she's meant. It's been a torturous process putting two sentences together. But let's see if she don't get some relief. I'm hoping. Optimist that I am. Continuing, we should see one man, if this Plato's dream were realized, we should see one man plowing a field, another building houses, this one forging metals, that one cutting clothes, and still others storing the products and superintending their distribution. I'm really not liking, I have to interrupt, not liking that mind-body split, so formative of the class project. But he had no other tangible reference on which to found his thought. Rather than frame the possibilities for the self-organization of our global society in terms given to us, essentially by the rulers, by the class project itself, I prefer to think of our capacities as gifts that are earth-given, i.e., at base, capabilities of the body undivided. Continuing, each one, this is continuing with Proudhon, each one, without inquiring as to the object of his labor and without troubling himself about the extent of his task, would obey orders, bring his product, receive his salary, and would then rest for a time, keeping meanwhile no accounts, envious of nobody, and satisfied with the distributor, who never would be unjust to anyone. Kings would govern but would not reign, for to reign is to be a proprietor, a longre, as Bonaparte has said, and having no commands to give, since all would be at their posts, they would serve rather as rallying centers and as authorities or counselors. And I have to comment, and this is where we should end, this is clearly the picture the Plato's tribesmen hold dear, self-regulation, society as a clockwork mechanism, no objectors, no independent thought of any kind. And the perils of this is what we've been considering with our very lives and discussing today. And we're going to continue to delve deeper into the dynamics of this peril that we're all experiencing, so that more and more of us will feel impelled to begin doing what is really pretty simple and straightforward, but will in this moment expand into have magnificent effects, which is to simply start discussion. The simple words, spoken in as many ways as you can to as many people as you can, that we need to convene a work stoppage for one day globally so that we can begin to think about how we would do things differently. There's nothing more important to do right now. Thank you for listening. I'm knowing that the sense of urgency that I feel is not isolated, though I do at times feel isolated. This is the effect of having become a target, as well as the effect of a massive campaign of packaging what is considered legitimate thought, and packaging that within a child-rearing process that is embedded in us and so very difficult to overcome. And work with me, at least in thought, over the next week to generate some ideas for how to break through that really thick fear of losing the parents' love. It is that conditioning that the state banks on. The state, having stepped in and presented itself to us as our parent. Time to grow up. Love you guys. Stay strong. And until next week, peace.